a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Shut off your cell phones. Happy Legislative Friday, even though it's a Thursday. And it's amazing that we're down to just preceding our very last week before veto day. So I want our pages to introduce themselves. They've done this so many times. They've got it all memorized. So I hope they came up with something new today to share about themselves. Why don't you come and introduce yourself? Where are you from? Why don't you say what's been the most fun or interesting thing since you've been here, since it's been 2 weeks, this is your last day.
All right. I'm Seth Miller. I'm from Vermilion, South Dakota. I think that I'm going to be going to Georgetown to study political theory. And my favorite thing has been the lobbyists, actually.
Uh-oh. Ruh-roh, time for you to go. All right, so Seth's week ended early. And maybe Georgetown will help you on your political finesse with all of that. Thank you, Seth. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Chase Conrad. I'm from Rapid City. My favorite part, I guess, is, first of all, seeing the process and getting to know all the lawmakers as personable people. It's been cool. So thank you.
Now, I'd like to tell a little story about Chase for our internet listeners. There was an event called Kids Speak. And it was just truly amazing where the youth of South Dakota got up and talked about, they were looking at behavioral health issues politically, and they kind of teased apart multiple different topics and got up and did just a wonderful job of presenting to a large audience with a lot of poise and knowledge. And Chase was one of those. And so congratulations on a great job. I want to just say good morning and welcome to our internet listeners today. We really appreciate you being here. All right, senators, let's go to work. We have minutes from February 27th that moved to approve. Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, our minutes have been approved from Thursday, February 27th. All right, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to start with House Bill 1075. We're going to then pull House Bill 1071 above the line, and then we will take up HCR 1032, and our final will be HB 1249. All right, so let's begin with 1075 to provide for the public notice of certain hearings conducted by the Board of Ed to require that the hearings be conducted at least 60 days apart, and Representative Bolin is here with us today. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Punch the button there. Here we go. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Senate Ed Committee. My name is State Representative Jim Bolin. I represent the furthest southeastern portion of the state, all of Union County, all the way down to Dakota Dunes, and the southern portion of Lincoln County, primarily south of Harrisburg. 1075 is a bill that I introduced, passed through the House Ed Committee, passed through the House floor. It was essentially, and we didn't even really work in conjunction, but it was essentially kind of a backup for Senate Bill 64, which has passed through all of the steps of the legislative process. And I understand in the next day or two, from my understanding, will be signed by the governor. So I don't have any real need for the I've said publicly before that if Senate Bill 64 would move forward, this bill has really no need. Now, I would like to say that a couple of days ago, Senator Jensen wanted to know if he would be able to introduce an amendment to my bill. I have no personal objection to that. I'm not even sure what's exactly in the amendment. So from my perspective, this bill's done as far as I'm concerned. And I'm just going to let the committee work its will, and we'll go from that. I will say that I've been informed, Senator Jensen, if he wants to bring an amendment to my bill, I have no personal objection to that. It's up to you. It's your bill now. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any further public comment on 1075?
Not in its current form.
All right. In its current form, and so I'm feeling if something is going to happen with this bill number, then we will need to open it back up for public comment. So at this time, we are dealing in, we'll close the public phase of House Bill 1075 in its current form and would open it up for committee action.
Yeah. Madam Chair,
Yeah, I'd like to bring an amendment to this bill. It's a friendly amendment, and it's 1075-SA, and I'll just pass this. You guys want to pass this over there? And I'll give a couple here.
Yes, Representative.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. Thank you. I would characterize, you know, I have not personally seen this amendment. I would not characterize it. I guess I'm just neutral on it as far as I can't say I have not seen this amendment, so I cannot say that it's I cannot characterize it at this time as a friendly amendment in any way.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay, I'll just leave it at that.
We're just going to take a quick moment, take a look at this. We have in front of us Amendment 1075-STA. Oh, I'm sorry. STA was a title amendment. I apologize. I was looking at page 2. So what we're dealing with right now is 1075-SA. Well, okay. I would entertain some action on proposed amendment 1075-SA.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to integrate 1075-SA into 1075. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, no? No. Did everybody say something?
No.
All right. We need to. It seemed a little light. Okay, so what we're going to do is a roll call vote.
Well, you can just move and second it, and then we can have open discussion, but it needs to be moved and seconded, and then discussion can ensue. You don't necessarily have to take a vote on it. It's whatever. It's whatever you want to do there.
Well, all right. It's been moved and seconded, and we now have this just for discussion purposes, and we're not going to take a vote on the amendment. So at this time, would you like to speak to your amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, we voted recently on the Senate floor about protecting the privacy of teachers' evaluations. Some of us didn't vote for that, but the majority did, and it passed out. Here we've got an issue with our children, and we've heard time and again that, oh, no, we're going to safeguard their privacy. We're not going to be capturing video images of children in the classroom. And yet I find that the South Dakota Department of Education spent $500,000 for TeachScape license, so school districts won't have that expense. And I understand that Rapid City has entered into a contract with TeachScape for annual license, product training, administrator training, setup and support fee, data integration service fee, and data integration services for $132,949. And the TeachScape website states that its focus is a complete system for preparing education for observations, evaluations, and long-term practice improvement. The website shows that the camera is a panoramic camera taking videos and audio of not only the teacher, but also the students in the classroom. Where are the students' privacy rights? Does the school get parental permission to videotape their child's face, words, actions? Are they even knowledgeable that their child's face is being recorded? Will students feel uncomfortable knowing that they're being videotaped in their classroom? Will this inhibit their willingness to participate in class, knowing that they will be observed by someone outside the classroom whom they do not even know? Will this destroy the teacher-student relationship? How can a student trust his teacher? Will someone outside of our state view the images of our children? Perhaps even, quote, for teacher training purposes, end of quote. Madam Chair, this is an insult to our good experienced teachers. This is clearly a privacy and parental rights issue. And I would move that we adopt this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, so because this is an entirely hogged amendment, would be interested in further proponent testimony. Good morning and welcome. Should have reminded, just to make sure everybody signs in before they testify, but this is a group of veterans I can see, so it's probably all taken care of. Thank you. Oh, do you need to sign in still? Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me okay?
This one's okay.
There you go.
Here we go.
Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Linda Schauer, Concerned Women for America, Legislative Action Committee. Cameras in the classroom? You know, we're all for technology and know there's always room for improvement in a person's performance and education, but we believe cameras in the classrooms is excessive. This is not a private enterprise where you evaluate your employees, but these are our tax dollars used to capture images and voices of our children and without parental consent as well. The videos are observed and evaluated by others and are used for training purposes, and who knows where. We wonder who will view these and where they are going. We wonder if this is a wise use of our tax dollars. Are the education degrees not giving teachers what they need to be effective teachers? These videos of our children should never be used for profit of a private corporation without parental consent. And we just wonder if we could use this money that's being spent on this technology to pay our teachers more. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any further proponent testimony on 1075 SA? Proponent. Seeing none, we'll move on to any opponent testimony. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This is where lawmakers get a bad name. You have 6 days of session left. You hoghouse a bill with a really bad amendment. This is an insult to the process. The way this bill is written, you wouldn't be able to do any distance learning. You've spent millions of dollars on distance learning for the program through Northern and the rural schools. The way this is written, that program is out of the program. So this is Representative Boland. I applaud him for coming up and saying he'd like to have his bill killed, and I think that's what should happen. The amendment should die, and the bill should certainly go away as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there further opponent testimony on 1075 SA? Good morning. Welcome, Madam Secretary.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. I would like to reiterate Mr. Melody Schaub, Department of Education. Mr. Richter's comments in regards to the use of video cameras, I want you to think about, I mean, the way this is written, parents would not be able to videotape their child's concerts. We wouldn't be able to videotape. I mean, we'd have to, you know, take every cell phone as people walk into the building because we could not make, you know, just to make sure that that was followed. The bigger thing with all of this is, as I want to respectfully, Senator Jensen, I'm not sure that you've visited with the Rapid City School District in the way that they are using their video cameras. I know that any time that video is taken of students, that typically they ask the parents for disclaimers on those. And I am in conversation right now with Tim Mitchell in that respect as well. I think it's also an insult when we say the previous testifier that we are not preparing teachers. This is a trust issue for educators in the field that we are not using any sort of video content in an inappropriate way in any respect. When we want to increase and improve the profession in anything we do, I think that that is part of the process and that we are trying to improve the process. And this is just really making a statement that we don't trust what is happening inside the walls of the classroom, and I think that is disrespectful to educators across the state. I would also like to comment on the TeachScape software. When we're using for purposes of improving practice, we all know that the only way to improve our practice is sometimes to observe what we're doing. And those teachers in the classroom and what Rapid City has done has gone and bought an additional product that allows those teachers to use those any of that type of information to improve what's happening right there. That is not saying, and so we're taking it one step further and saying, we're taking the videos, we're putting them online, we're using for other purposes. So I'd like us to make sure that our statements are accurate in what we're claiming that is going to be done with that. And I also want you to look at the broad view of all this. And so I'm really frustrated that we are having this conversation today without knowing in advance, number one. And secondly, I just think that we need to trust the field and make sure that we're getting our facts and our information accurately taken care of. So I stand by for questions.
Thank you. Is there further opponent testimony to 1075 SA? Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Sandra Walton with the South Dakota Education Association. Dr. Schaap covered a lot of the things that I would like to share with you, our thoughts as well. However, the other thing I would like you to consider is that if you would pass this amendment, none of our teachers in the state could become National Board Certified Teachers. One of the requirements of becoming a National Board Certified Teacher, which is one of the highest certifications a teacher can obtain in this country, is that they do have to video some of their lessons and do a self-reflection. If you pass this legislation, they will not be able to do that. And it might make it very difficult for our teachers to become National Board Certified. And also in terms of videos in the classroom, our teachers are very mindful of making sure that their students' images do not show up in public. As the communications director for the association, whenever I'm interviewing a teacher or doing something that the teacher is doing in the classroom, they are very, very serious about when we take pictures to make sure that if any students are in those pictures, that they have parent permission for publication, or actually they prefer that we just take pictures of them and not their students. So we would encourage you to resist this amendment and resist the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony, 1075 SA. Good morning. I'm sorry, opponent. My error. That was very well done. I apologize. Opponent.
Yes. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Lauren Pankratz, registered lobbyist for the Sioux Falls School District. I had absolutely no interest in House Bill 1075 in its original form, and was actually waiting for another piece of legislation. But without addressing the issues that Senator Jensen brought up, I think Dr. Schaap mentioned it, that what this does is essentially takes away the right and the opportunity of a parent, and gratefully so, someone such as myself who is a grandparent, from being able to capture images of your children or grandchildren while they're doing things that they do in their school. Because in the process of doing that, you are obviously going to be capturing a picture of someone else's child, and this is prohibited with this amendment. So I would be in violation of this if someone else's image other than my own children or grandchildren were in that video. Another issue that maybe has not been considered is that there are certainly some schools, Sioux Falls being one, where they may have electronic surveillance video cameras in the school systems that are used to protect the school, the staff, the children. And the way I read this, that would also be a violation of this if you were to adopt this particular amendment. So I would encourage you to not adopt the amendment and dispose of the legislation as was recommended by the prime sponsor. Thank you.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony, 1075 SA.
Madam Chair, after reading the amendment and
Representative, just introduce yourself for the internet.
State Representative Jim Boland, District 16. After reading the amendment and hearing the testimony concerning ability of people to videotape their children in concerts and gymnasiums, which is considered a classroom for PE, these type of things. I'm going to urge you to defeat this amendment. Thank you.
Further opponent testimony. Good morning. Welcome.
Madam Chair, good morning. Wade Pogany with the Associated School Boards of South Dakota. The reason that Representative Boland asked you to dispense with his bill is that this issue about safety and privacy has already been dealt with. You passed Senate Bill 64. You've had that issue about protecting the children. There are federal laws in place that take care of this already. Schools already have, boards have policies on how to deal with pictures and cameras now. This is not necessary. Thank you.
Thank you. Further opponent testimony, 1075 SA. Morning.
Madam Chair, good morning. Rob Munson, School Administrator, South Dakota Committee members. I had a great testimony, and the representative from Sioux Falls that came up beat me to it. I was going to talk about the Department of Homeland Security money and how we'd be pulling the plug on that should this pass. So instead, I will do a me too and say please oppose this.
Thank you. Is there further opponent testimony to the amendment? I would see none. Would ask for if there was any final comments from the sponsor of the amendment.
Just 1 second, Madam Chair.
Good morning again.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Senator Phil Jensen, District 33. One thing that kind of confuses me is comments that cameras wouldn't be able to be used in the classroom by grandparents, family, when the bill clearly states that they can. Says no video camera that captures images of children may be used in any preschool through grade 12 classroom unless the camera is being used by a family member or a friend of a child located in the classroom. So I'm just kind of shaking my head where that came from. I mean, it's just right here. One question I would have, which I guess I can get into later as we get into questions, but this is about privacy. This is about our children, your grandchildren. Do we not believe that their privacy is sacrosanct? I mean, it is something that we should guard, and certainly much more than we would guard the files of evaluations of our teachers. To think that we would be against guarding the privacy of our kids being videotaped in classrooms is beyond me. So I would just encourage the committee to support this amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. All right, at this time, we're going to open it up to any committee questions on 1075 SA. Seeing none, we'll close.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator.
Question for Secretary Schott, please.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good morning, Secretary. Do all the districts in South Dakota that are using TeachScape, are they working with parents to get their consent?
Madam Chairman, Senator Jensen, I think that Melody Shop, Department of Ed. Mr. Pogany just answered the fact that school districts already have policies in place for the protection of student data and student information, as well as the video piece. So that's already taken care of by policies internally. If you think this goes beyond, so we're not just talking about, you know, today the conversation has been on TeachScape, but there are many times in which there are policies that are in place for other reasons of why those disclaimers need to happen. So those are protected outside of that as well.
So you're saying we don't have to get the parents' permission to videotape their kids?
Madam Chairman, I just stated, yes, Senator Jensen, that that is required if those videos are used in any way publicly.
Okay.
Senator, did you have a follow-up question?
Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Yeah. Define publicly. I'm not clear if they're used publicly. Does that mean if they're used within the classroom, within the school, within the state, outside the state? What exactly are you referencing?
Madam Chairman, Senator Jensen, once again, if any videos are used that those are sent beyond the classroom, there are requirements, and those are requirements that are done within the school district or policies that cannot be used outside of the classroom for any public purposes.
Madam Chair, Fall.
One more, yes.
Who are the TeachScape videos shared with? I mean, and where are they stored?
Madam Chairman, Senator Jensen, each district has their, and not every district is using that component. So Rapid City has purchased a separate component that allows the principal and the teacher, after they've observed and they've captured that video, that they can go back and the teacher can reflect alongside the principal to reflect on what was happening in that classroom. So in that very particular instance that you're talking about today, where this conversation began with, that is used between the teacher and the principal for those conversations internally.
Did you have a follow-up, Senator?
Yeah. The issue of Homeland Security money came up. Could you elaborate on that? Where would we be at risk losing Homeland Security money if we simply passed a bill to protect the privacy of our kids from being videotaped in the classroom?
Madam Chairman, so Senator Jensen, within our schools right now, which was a big push last year after, you know, I think that we've had all sorts of issues nationally with student security. And so there are video cameras in many of our schools. And in fact, I was pleased to see this year as I was walking into schools, there are video cameras as I'm walking into the building, there are video cameras in the hallways to assure that our students are kept safe. So again, it would be necessary to remove those cameras if we were to do that. Right now, this past year, Homeland Security was a good partner with us in providing grant dollars to schools to be able to purchase all sorts of safety equipment. In particular, they did have opportunities for school districts to purchase cameras. And those are being used in the school right now, where the secretary or whoever else is in the main office is able to videotape, not able to video while they're watching the kids, is what they're doing and videoing to make sure if anybody comes through those doors. I want the kids safe. I would hope that you'd want the kids safe, and that's the entire purpose, in the same way we have them across the country.
Senator, just a moment. Are there any other senators on the committee that would have a question? I just wanted to see before we moved on. And at this time, Senator Jensen, with your proponent testimony bringing your amendment, I would ask that you keep your questions to new topics in relationship to this now that we have answered the privacy piece, the cameras of the Homeland Security, if you would have additional questions that would be of a new nature in relationship to your amendment.
I just lost my thought. Yeah, the thought I had was, you know, the video cameras in the hallways, that they're not addressed by this. That's not a concern to us. It's in the classroom setting, the privacy of the classroom.
Senator, I'm sorry. I'm going to rule that out of order because that is not a question, and I believe that we should reserve that for our discussion period.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We're going to close the amendment of 1075 SA to any further public comment and testimony and questions. All right, so now we're to committee action. We have a motion and a second on 1075 SA. Is there any further dialogue? Senator.
Thank you, Chairman. With all due respect to my friend from District 33, I think that a point of order is an order here, and I'm not sure that the amendment as it sits before us conforms to Joint Rule 6E-1, that it must be germane to the subject content of the original bill and the bill title, and I would encourage the committee to consider that as they decide how they're going to vote. I think it's also appropriate at this time to remind one of our opposing testifiers to 1075 after its amendment that the purpose of opponent testimony is to oppose the bill and not to impugn the integrity of a legislator that may be sitting in front of you, no matter how angry you are about the bill amendment or your surprise therein. Facts are the legislature is in session until sine die and gavel out, and as such, we will operate the committee and the legislature according to our rules. So in the future, it could be appropriate to maintain your comments to the subject matter at hand. With that, I would encourage the committee in front of us today to defeat the amendment and move on with the rest of our business.
Senator Maher.
Madam Chair, I move to table Amendment 1075SA.
Is there a second? It has been moved to table and seconded to table 1075SA. We'll call the roll call vote.
Senator Skirt. Aye. Jensen.
No.
Jones.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Welty.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Maher.
I move to table House Bill 1075.
It's been moved to table House Bill 1075 that was requested by the sponsor. Is there a second?
Aye.
We have a second by Senator Welty. Secretary, please call the roll. To table House Bill 1075 in its original form.
Senator Skurd.
Jensen. Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Welty.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Sobel.
Aye.
Skurd.
Aye.
House Bill 1075 has been tabled. Okay, now we're going to pull up above the line House Bill 1071 to change the procedure for minor boundary change. Now, this was a bill that we took up last week, and we did proponent, opponent testimony and also questions. Let me see if the sponsor is in the room.
They're being retrieved.
They're being retrieved. Okay. Are they close? Does anybody know? All right. So since they're not in the room... We're going to switch gears just a
minute.
He wanted to be in the room if there were any final questions. I was going to open it up for that. Okay, so what we're going to do at this time is to... Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Then we will... what we'll do is move ahead with House Bill 1071. I apologize, committee, for the confusion in timing. What we had done is we closed it to public testimony, but because it was a week ago, if there were any final questions just to clarify the subject matter at hand, I would allow it. Yes, Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, the issues that troubled me mostly about this bill had to do with the difficulty, as I understand it, as in my belief at least, that determining the value of the land could be problematic. And that was one thing. The second thing that kind of troubled me about it was the fact that the developers were kind of pushing this for their own purposes rather than for the fact of the kids. And the third thing that I found out about is that it was only going to be considered if there was a student in that particular area. So the testimony that was provided, it appears to me that, number one, the potential value of the land, I think there are ways to do that. So that allayed that concern. The second thing is that even though you have developers trying to push for it, it requires somebody to be in that district, a student. And the third thing is that it requires both parties, both school districts, to agree to it. So I'm in support of the bill. Thank you.
Okay, further discussion and or committee action on House Bill 1071. Yes, Senator Rampelberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move do pass.
Second.
It's been moved do pass by Senator Rampelberg and seconded by Senator Jensen. Do pass on House Bill 1071. Further discussion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, I think I've said as much as I can say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further committee discussion? Seeing none, it's been moved do pass. House Bill 1071. Secretary will call the roll. House Bill 1071 will move down to the Senate floor on a do pass. Thank you very much, Senators. Okay, we're now going to go on to HCR 1032, expressing the support for the people of the registered community on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Is Representative, you know what, they're here and then they're gone. So, Representative May, is she here?
Somebody needed to go get her.
All right.
Pour out a bag.
Okay. All right, the committee will come back to order. Welcome, Representative May. We are at House Concurrent Resolution 1032. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I come before you this morning.
Please introduce yourself for the internet listeners.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Representative Elizabeth May, District 27. I come before you this morning with a House Concurrent Resolution 1032, and this is brought to you on behalf of the people of the Red Shirt community in my district. They are a long-standing community, rich in ranching and their heritage and their culture, and they just they've been looking at different options for new economic development, and so we just bring in this resolution to support them and encourage your vote for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is there further proponent testimony on HCR 1032? Seeing none, is there opponent testimony? Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Seeing none, we'll close the public portion and move it into committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair, do pass.
Second.
Senator Jensen has moved do pass on HCR 1032 with a second by Senator Maher. Discussion on your motion, sir?
I just appreciate the representative bringing this issue before us, and it looks good, and I like it, and let's vote for it. Thanks.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll on a do pass of HCR 1032. HCR 1032 is due pass to the Senate floor.
Move consent.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for consent. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. HCR 1032 will go down to the Senate floor on consent agenda. Thank you.
Can you do that? Yes, sir.
Well, can we do that, Mr.
Concurrent resolutions?
I don't know why not.
I don't know why not.
Most of them, I guess, are just introduced right onto the floor.
Well, this, for the last day of the week, we're just having all kinds of fun stuff going on in Senate education.
The seat of my pants says yes.
I would say yes, but I've just never seen it done before.
We wouldn't want to become a boring committee. Okay, so we're going to just hold for a second. Is there any reason we cannot do that?
Not spending money, not compelling anything.
Doesn't need a two-thirds vote?
Doesn't
doesn't have an emergency clause?
Nope.
All right. We're just going to stick with that last action of consent agenda on HCR 1032. Unless before we adjourn, we hear differently. All right. Everybody should be awake by now. All right. We are now going to move on to House Bill 1249 to revise the required hours in a school term for certain grade levels. We would go to proponent testimony and welcome representative. And good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Kyle Shanefish representing District 19. HB 1249 will revise the minimum hours basically for grades 4 and 5. Currently, grades 4 through 12 are in a statute as having a minimum number of hours of 962, and grades 1 through 3 are in administrative rules having minimum hours of 875. This bill will group grades 4 and 5 with grades 1 through 3 and put it into the statute here. And the idea is to give those grades a little more recess time, you know, so they can burn off some energy and, you know, be able to focus once they come back. I'm
Well, being out in the work world, we could all probably use a little extra recess time ourselves, so I'm sure we could relate to this. And I know there's some more people here to testify, and I believe there will be an amendment coming later, and I'll let them explain that. So I ask for your favorable consideration on this bill, and I thank you, and I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative. I do think Senate Education could use a little more recess time. All right. Further proponents on House Bill 1249. Good morning. Welcome.
Morning, Madam Chair, Rob Munson, school administrators, members of the committee. I worked with a good representative on this bill. This was something we have talked about as administrators, that grades above 3, 4, 5, and 6, we sort of waffled back and forth on where to move this to. It was initially just fourth grade we were looking at, but then as we looked at it more, we thought this would be good to go all the way up to fifth grade with this. I think the representative explained it very well, that they're so tight right now on the time frame they have to meet that there isn't any ability to free them up for whether it be a 15 or 20 minute break in the afternoon, because they're so tight. So this would just really give us a little bit more flexibility to allow those students to get out and burn off a little energy. If any of you have children or grandchildren that are in about that third and fourth grade age, they're sort of like rubber bands that are all wound up all day long, and they need maybe a little more time to get to burn some of that off. And the other thing we want to do is move them both into statute. One is over in administrative rules right now, and the other one is in statute. This will be a nice cleanup to get them all in one place. So we support this.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony, House Bill 1249. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. Representative Jacqueline Sly, District 33, speaking for myself. And good morning, Madam Chair and Senate Education Committee. I do have an amendment here that Representative Shane Fisk referenced, and it is in regard to an amendment that was added in House Education Committee, and I'm asking to remove that amendment. And I'll explain just a little bit.
Okay, why don't we wait just a moment? We'll get that passed out.
The amendment basically is removing the very end part of the, on page 2, line 1, delete everything after lunch so that the passing time between classes would be deleted. I'll share a little bit of why I had requested and put this amendment on, and then why I'm asking to remove it at this time. House Bill 1002 was a bill that came out of the summer education, the funding formula interim study, and it was looking at increasing the length of the school term. And when we did that and started looking at the hours, we found that there was a wide variation with the hours that schools are reporting, from under 1,000 hours up to over 1,200 hours. And as we looked at that, one thing that we realized is that we do not have a common reporting. We have lunch and recess, which is excluded from the time. But as we talked about the older grades, they have passing time. And that passing time, maybe if there's 6 hours a day, they maybe have 3 minutes in between each class period. That could be 18 minutes. Or if you have 5 minutes, that could be 30 minutes a day. Plus, if you have a 4-day week, that's different than if you have a 5-day week for the number of minutes. So the administrators, Rob Munson, sent out a survey, and for those that responded, he found that about half of them were including passing time and about half of them that were not including passing time. So I'm asking for this amendment because I think we need more time to work through this and really find out what our school's doing and what are they not doing, looking at 4-day weeks rather than 5-day weeks. Because if you look at even just a 4-day week and you exclude 30 minutes because they only meet 4 days a week instead of 5 days a week, that could have an impact on that number of hours that we're recording. So I would ask for you to pass the amendment and go on and pass the bill.
Thank you. Okay, so to keep the amendment alive, is there some action. We have a motion to move it by Senator Curd and a second by Senator Welke. All right. So we'll just speak both to the bill and the amendment at this time and further proponent testimony in that regard. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Melody Schaap, Department of Education. We, too, stand in support of this change. In fact, it's something in particular, the movement of taking and putting the time all in one place. So as Mr. Munson testified previously, you'd find part of the time in rule, part of it in statute. So we continually have people calling and looking for the amount of hours that were required. And so it's something that should have been done some time ago to begin with. And then by clarifying the number of hours and extending that, we think it's a really good idea. What it also brought to our attention, though, and I think this is something that we need to be working on, that Representative Sly brought up, is the inconsistency in the way that we're collecting that information. This will give us some time then to work with school districts and get that consistency there. Because if we do move forward in the future about thinking about either increasing time, et cetera, we need to have that done. So it was a good conversation to start, but we really stand strongly in support of this change that's being made with the initial bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponent testimony. is there further opponent testimony? Seeing no opponents, are there committee questions? Seeing none, we'll go to committee action. Right now, we have a motion and a second to move 1249 JC. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. All right. 1249 is now amended. So in its original form, I would entertain further discussion and or action on amended 1249.
Madam Chair. I move House Bill 1249 as amended with a do-pass motion.
Okay, Senator Maher has moved House Bill 1249 as amended on do-pass with a second by Senator Jones. Discussion on your motion? Any further discussion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll on do-pass House Bill 1249 as amended.
Senators Curd.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Welke.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
So hold.
Aye. All right. House Bill 1249 as amended, is headed to the Senate floor on a do-pass motion. Yes.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Decker.
Housekeeping.
Yes.
Consent calendar items, Chapter 13, and it's Rule 13-1. Each standing committee may report an uncontested bill or resolution out of committee with a recommendation that it be placed on the consent calendar.
Great. Thank you very much for providing that information that our previous action was in order. All right. So where we're at now is any further business to bring before this committee? All right. The last thing we have to do, we have handled all of our bills. Well done, Senate Education Committee. Really appreciate the professionalism and decorum with which we have handled our work. This session. We do have one more thing that we need to do, and that is to dialogue about any possible summer studies coming out of the Senate Education Committee that we would bring forward to the Executive Board. So we will have a short meeting next week on Tuesday. Let's talk a little bit about time to start. I'm open to a 9:15 start, or if we feel we would have more dialogue than a half an hour, a 9 a.m. start. What is the committee's will?
15, fine.
All right. We will then meet at 9:15 next week, Tuesday, to discuss possible summer studies coming out of our committee. All right. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's been moved by Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Rampelberg, to adjourn. Senate Education, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
aye.
Nay. We are adjourned.